Chapter 8.
It was Shog who did most of the hard work, with Triss helping him and Welfo keeping lookout. All through the night, the otter and the squirrel maid toiled valiantly, disregarding the water's icy temperature. With naught but a broken old rusty fard between them, they laboured away in a veritable fever of anxiety, racing against dawn's light, when the rat guards would be back outside on duty. Shog selected one bar at the end of the cage, nearest the jetty where the ship lay moored. He crouched, half-submerged, whilst Triss perched upon his shoulders and filed at the top of the round iron bar. Welfo kept shivering and calling out false alarms.
"Wait, stop! I think some beast's coming! Oh, sorry, Triss. It was only a moon shadow on the path. You can carry on."
Shog shifted position to stop his limbs stiffening.
"Stone me, I wish that Ogmaid would make up her mind. That's the sixth time she said that in the last hour."
Gritting her teeth as she attacked the solid iron with the file, Triss murmured down to Shog.
"Poor Welfo, she's terrified we'll be caught. It doesn't take much to set her nerves on edge. She's just plain scared."
The otter took hold of the bars to steady himself.
"I don't know why she's afeard. They can't kill us twice. How's it going up there, matey?"
Triss clamped her jaws resolutely, ignoring the skrike and shriek of metal against metal.
"Slowly, that's how 'tis going. Once I got a decent bite on this iron, the file keeps sticking. Cutting the top of the bar will take the best part of the night. Ouch! I've gone and filed my paw. Stop disturbing me, Shog. It's hard enough trying to work in this darkness."
Slightly less than 2 hours before dawn, Triss managed to file through the bar.
"Aha! Good news, mates. I've done it. My paws are in a terrible mess, though. But I'm so cold, I can't feel them."
Welfo helped her down, jabbering agitatedly.
"The guards will see it. I know they will. You can see the iron shining silver where you've been filing. It sticks out like a cherry on a cake. We'll all be caught. I'm certain of it."
Brushing iron filings from between his ears, Shog took hold of Welfo and pressed her face to the bars in lookout position.
"Give your gob a rest, missy, and keep your eyes peeled. Leave the bar to us. A bit of riverbed mud plastered on the shiny bits will disguise them. Trust me."
He was right. Once the cut bar was smeared with mud, it looked quite normal and unbroken. Shog leaned all his strength against the bar, trying to bend it outward. He pushed until his eyes bulged.
"Oh, it ain't budging at all, Triss. Right, I'll have to start on the bottom. Give me that there file."